USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Health officials say the U.S. may have to have strict quarantines if the coronavirus keeps spreading. The head of the Infectious Diseases Unit at the National Institute of Health, Anthony Fauci, says on CBS it won't be like China's quarantines.
I don't imagine that the degree of the draconian nature of what the Chinese did would ever be either feasible, applicable, doable, or whatever you want to call it, in the United States.
The former head of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, was on CBS's Face the Nation.
To give you a basis of comparison, 2 weeks ago, Italy had 9 cases. 95% of all their cases have been diagnosed in the last 10 days. For South Korea, 85% of all their cases have been diagnosed in the last 10 days. We're entering that period right now of rapid acceleration. And the sooner we can implement tough mitigation steps, the lower the scope of the epidemic here.
This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
Another former Democratic White House candidate is endorsing Joe Biden. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
California Senator Kamala Harris throwing her support behind the former vice president in a video posted on Sunday morning.
We need a leader who really does care about the people and who can therefore unify the people. And I believe Joe can do that.
Harris saying she'll join Biden for a Monday rally in Detroit. Her endorsement of the former VP comes about a week after candidates Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg publicly came out in support of Biden. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 9,000 Tennessee residents were without power Saturday after a series of 7 tornadoes killed at least 24 people and caused damage across more than 74 miles this week. President Trump toured parts of the state on Friday and promised to take care of those affected by the storm, which has caused an estimated $2 billion in damage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Hawaii, there was a big turnout to give one final salute to fallen Honolulu police officer Kauliki Kalama.
This is the final summons for Officer Kauliki Kalama, who gave his life in order to protect people in order from danger. From the police ohana, mahalo nui loa for your commitment and dedication to public service. Ohui ho, till we meet again. Aloha oe.
He was shot and killed in the line of duty in January, along with Officer Tiffany Enriquez in Waikiki. Both officers were shot as they tried to help a woman who'd been stabbed in the leg. A fire caught and spread, destroying 7 homes in the neighborhood. Kalama had been on the force for 9 years. The original Rosie the Riveter has died. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
The character of Rosie the Riveter holds an iconic place in U.S. culture and embodies the can-do spirit of the American woman during World War II. Rosalind Walter, the inspiration behind the symbol, died in Manhattan at the age of 95. Walter was just 19 when she volunteered to take a night shift position on an assembly line. After being profiled in a local newspaper in 1942, songwriters Red Evans and Jacob Loeb penned the tune Rosie the Riveter and cemented Walter's place in American history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.